I'm from Australian National University, and first of all, I would like to thank my supervisors for their immense support throughout my PhD candidature. It wouldn't have been possible without them. So Steve Blackburn from Australian National University, Dave Grew from IBM T.J. Watson Research Center, and Daniel Frampton from Microsoft. Okay, so you all know it's multi-core era. We are getting more and more cores, which is definitely not as easy as eating an apple as in this cartoon. But how about, you know, software parallelism? It's not easy to achieve. You can try hard coding the optimizations, but still you cannot achieve the full potential of the modern processors. So what are the key challenges which the software community is facing today? Their productivity, performance, and portability. And what are the options to face to resolve those challenges? So for productivity, there are various language-based features such as Finnish async in X10 and in Habanero Java, and some like sync and spawn in Silk language, and some similar constructs in other languages like Chapel. And to achieve performance, they are using the famous work stealing scheduling, which is already proved to be very advantageous, and it has been shown to be, you know, which scales pretty well with the increasing core counts. And also the new breed of languages like X10, Habanero, et cetera, they are using a managed runtime to hide their hardware complexities and to achieve the portability. Okay, so we have, with this background now, I quickly talk about my thesis statement. High performance languages are using managed platforms for productivity and portability, but performance is inadequate. By exploiting and extending the underlying mechanisms of managed runtimes, implementation of these languages will be able to deliver scalability and performance at the level necessary for widespread uptake. So let's now see the contribution part. So first, we analyzed the sources of overhead in a work stealing scheduler, and we found it to be pretty big. Then we have removed those. We have tried to almost zero those overheads and get a high-performance system out of it. And then when we have a high-performance system, we have tried to improve the productivity so as this high-performance system can be used easily. And finally, we have proved that we are also highly competitive, and we have comparison speed-up comparison with other famous work stealing implementations. So let's see what is basically a work stealing. I'm pretty sure most of you will be knowing about it. So if I'm this guy, I have a lot of work, I'm definitely not happy. If I get a friend who is free and is ready to help me, I'm happy. So both of us work out a strategy wherein I start taking the work from the one end and my friends start taking from the other end. And from work stealing point of view, I become a victim and he's the thief. So finally at the end, we collect our individual contribution to get the meaningful work done. Okay, so I just, before I go further, let's talk briefly about the methodology. For the hardware platform, we have total 16 cores, that is 2x8 cores of Intel Xeon processors. Software platform, JAX RVM 313 release. It's a pretty famous Java virtual machine runtime, and it's used in many universities. And the benchmarks to evaluate the performance, we have taken this 12 benchmark, which are also used in several recent literatures for work stealing. And to show how productive we are, we have downloaded an open source project from SourceForge, which is JMeter. It is for solving the multi-objective problems. It composed of 327 Java files, which is pretty big. Okay, so I just mentioned that the work stealing overheads is pretty big, but how big it is? Let's see. So on this x-axis, we have taken all our benchmarks and we have run the parallel version of the benchmark with just one thread. So no work stealing taking place, but only the work stealing calls getting called. And also we run the sequential version of the benchmark, that is without any work stealing, and try to compare the running time. So anything, you know, greater than one is an overhead. So this is the geomean for all the benchmarks, which I just mentioned in the methodology. So for Habanero Java, so we have three systems here, Habanero Java, Managed X10, and FolkJoy. So it was 3.7x. For Managed X10, it was 2.5x, whereas for FolkJoy, it's 1.6x. So Managed X10 and Habanero Java stay more than FolkJoy because they depend on, you know, compiler transformations to, you know, get the work stealing call inserted in the code, whereas FolkJoin you have to manually insert it, so you pay for productivity. Okay, so let's consider another evaluation. So what is steal to task ratio? Here we see the total steals taking place out of the total task which has been generated. So we found it to be pretty less, ranging from 10 to the power minus 7 to 10% max for all the benchmarks. So it's pretty less. It means most of the tasks are consumed locally by the victim himself and not getting stolen. So what are the insights? The insights are, let's move the overhead from the common case to the rare case and reuse the existing mechanism which is already present in the modern managed runtime, such as Zax RVM and similar other JVMs. Now we'll see how our implementation are using those features. So these are the four features which we have used, which is already there in managed runtime. So first is yield point mechanism. It's a very low overhead threat preemption technique, which is used extensively in garbage collection and just-in-time compilation. So on-stack replacement. So if a thread is executing a method on its stack, which is pretty hot, the compiler decides to stop this thread and recompile that hot method and replace the old frame with the new frame. This is called on-stack replacement. Here again, the yield point mechanism is used to stop the thread. And Java try-catch exception handling mechanism, and the dynamic code patching, wherein you change the return address, original return address of the thread, so it doesn't return to the original place where it was supposed to. So let's take up this simple piece of code. We have finished async S1 and S2. It means S1 and S2 can be executed in parallel, and finish means you cannot go beyond the finish until both the tasks are done. So let's assume our victim is executing S1, method S1. So this is the frame for method S1. The stack growth is from bottom to top, and the methods are called such as A call B, B call C, C call foo, and foo call S1. And now we have our thief, which is currently not executing anything. So he calls a runtime method called steal, and steal will force the victim to execute the yield point mechanism, and the victim will stop relatively quickly. And then our thief will copy the entire stack from A to foo, excluding S1, on the secondary stack, which it always preserves. And then from this steal function, it will throw a special exception so that it starts executing the method S2 on the secondary stack, which is now the primary stack of the thief. So this is how our implementation work. Now let's see what is the sequential overhead in our system, which we call as try-catch WS. So this was the initial three systems showing the sequential overhead. For us, it's just 7%. So we are able to almost eliminate the sequential overheads. Okay, so now we'll talk about the dynamic overhead. Dynamic overhead is something which occur as you increase the parallelism. Now to understand dynamic overhead, first try to understand the steal rate. So steal rate is how frequently you are stealing. That is total number of steals divided by the total execution time of the benchmark. So we found that it can grow even up to as something as 35 steals per millisecond, and can be very less as shown here. But yeah, so how does it affect the dynamic overhead? So we found that dynamic overhead is very much related to the steal rate, and as the steal rate increases, the dynamic overhead also increases. And why is that? Because if you just remember the previous slide, I mentioned that we use yield point mechanism. So if I'm stopping the victim very frequently, it means I'm forcing the victim to execute the yield points very frequently, and hence it adds to the overhead. So that's why it depends on the steal rate. So what are the insights to resolve this issue? Is still the same. We use existing mechanisms inside modern runtimes. So what is that we have used now? It's called return barrier. It's being used in some garbage collections for the garbage collection algorithms. So basically, we use a return barrier here to just protect the victim from stumbling upon the thief. So it's Jikes RVM generates some special machine code so that it can directly access the return barrier method. So what happens actually, our thief, the first time it stops the victim, it follows still the same procedure. It has to force the victim to execute the yield point mechanism. Now, but while stealing, before it steals the stack frames, it installs a barrier on the stack, on the execution stack of the victim, so that the next time you want to steal from the victim, you don't have to force it to stop once again. You can directly start your copy process from the return barrier. And this barrier can be keep on changing the position, victim keep on changing it. So let's see now how the dynamic overhead looks like. Again, we have the geo mean for all our benchmarks, and this is calculated on our try-catch system, and this is only for thread 16. Okay, so let's see what is after return barrier. So we have reduced, you know, more than, you know, 60%. So it's so we have almost reduced more than half the dynamic overheads by the use of return barriers. Okay, so we have a high performance system now. Now we want to achieve productivity, because, you know, most, if you see the open source source project, Java is pretty famous, and there are many projects, you know, who are, which are using Java, and they are very pretty big. And if those projects who are not, you know, parallel at the moment and want to use our work stealing runtime, then to achieve the parallelism, basically they have to keep these three things in mind, that is minimal changes to the code, and, you know, track fields with atomic updates and avoid deadlocks, because there are multiple dependencies. Many files will be depending on each other due to inheritance. And so what we have done, so our mantra is just annotate and leave the rest on compiler. So to achieve parallelism, we have two constructs, that is sync, steal, and still, which is similar to, you know, finish and async. And for data-centric concurrency control, which is borrowed, you know, from the Dolby et al. 2012 paper. And so here we have three annotations. What it does, you just the programmer has to simply annotate the fields which he thinks has to be, you know, has to be atomically safe, and then the compiler itself, you know, generate the synchronized block wherever those fields are accessed, and it's guaranteed to be a deadlock-free code. Okay, so we have a high-performance system and high-productive system, but where do we stand now? Let's try to compare with Habanero, our three base system, that is Habanero Java, Managed Extend, and Java Fork Join. So this is, I'll just show for two benchmarks. This is for Jacobi, and green is our StrikeEdge W system. And, you know, you see we are the nearest one, the closest one is ForkJoin, and we are almost three times better than ForkJoin for 16 threads. The Habanero is not even, you know, able to go match the execution of the single thread because of the sequential overhead. You see that's why it's so much down below one. Whereas we are close to one, it means we are nearly as good as sequential version of the benchmark. So let's try to see another benchmark. This is UTS, and here again we are very good than Managed Extend, but perform nearly similar to ForkJoin, but better than Habanero Java, excluding this thread. But as the parallelism increases, we are getting better than all the other systems. Okay. So finally, to summarize and conclude. We found different overheads associated with work stealing runtime and found it to be pretty big. We tried to reuse the existing mechanisms in a work stealing runtimes, namely yield fund mechanism, OSR, try catch exception handling, dynamic code patching, return barrier. And by using this, we were effectively eliminated the sequential overhead. We have only around 7% left, and we have more than half the dynamic overhead. We also used annotations in Java to generate work stealing calls and synchronized blocks for productivity. Thank you.